Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Total wastewater production is set to increase by 24% over the next 10 years. But a new study by the United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment and Health says we should regard wastewater as an untapped resource. Those are the conclusions of a team led by Manzoor Kadir, who have estimated the world's total wastewater production. This is the first comprehensive study that includes places with little recorded data. More importantly, they found that the energy stored in the water could power the equivalent of every single household in the US and Mexico and replace 13% of fertilizer requirements. I'm Melanie Jean-Singh, and I spoke with Manzoor about these results.
Currently, large volumes of wastewater still go to the environment in untreated farms. Considering these aspects, we did a comprehensive assessment of the global potential of wastewater. In addition to the water embedded in it, municipal wastewater is a rich source of nutrients and energy, which can be recovered quite effectively with the techniques which are available these days, and those are also improving. However, the potential of recovering resources from municipal wastewater is by far underexplored.
Your key headline of your research is that you could use a lot of the energy and the nutrients in that water. So how much energy could you get in that wastewater?
The energy embedded in wastewater would be enough to provide electricity to about 6 or 7% of the global population. Wastewater is a rich source of organic matter, and thus it is a carrier of chemical energy. The organic compounds present in wastewater can be converted into methane-rich biogas via a technology which is called anaerobic digestion. Many wastewater treatment plants utilize biogas for heating the wastewater treatment reactors and generate electricity.
Is there anything that you found through doing this global study that you didn't see coming and that particularly surprised you?
There is a large differences in terms of wastewater production per capita in different regions. Like in North America, the wastewater production stands about 230 cubic meters per capita per year, while in Africa, it's just 45, difference about five times. That could be explained for two key reasons. One is that small amounts of wastewater production per capita across sub-Saharan Africa are primarily due to a limited supply of water in first place to cities. And secondly, poorly managed wastewater collection systems in most of such settings.
How does looking at this problem on a global regional scale help? So what was your aim through publishing such a paper?
This publication is expected to help the national governments with the commitment in the SDGs time, because Sustainable Development Goal 6.3 calls to halve the proportion of untreated wastewater substantially and increasing recycling and safe reuse globally by the year 2030.
Wouldn't building lots of plants, wastewater treatment plants, require a lot of energy themselves too? So would it be worth it?
We don't see there is some other way out, because if we continue to dump untreated wastewater to the environment, we will continue having more and more issues with environmental degradation and health impacts. So that's why the wastewater, which is to some extent still stigmatized as a waste, is not a waste anymore. It's a very valuable resource of water, energy, and nutrients. The good news is that there is a shift in research and practice supporting collection, treatment, and productive use of treated municipal wastewater.
That was Manzoor Kadir from the United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment, and Health.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.